Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to episode 89 in Be With Me in the Book of Revelation. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 22. Turn there right now. We're going to do verse 4. Now, yesterday we talked about the tree of life. Remember, heaven is going to last forever. It's going to be always interesting and exciting. It's going to have some of the characteristics of Eden, which we'll morph on today a little bit. And then heaven is going to fix all wrongs. Listen with me. This is from Revelation chapter 22, the last chapter in the Bible. Verse 3, no longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. Then here, verse 4, they just say this sort of casually. Verse 4, they will see his face. Ta-da. And his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more, and they will need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Now remember, God made Eden for people, but he also made Eden for himself. You remember in Genesis chapter 3, he says, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And ever since Adam and Eve sinned, there's been this separation from God, if you will. It's been the consequences of sin. It's the natural consequence of sin is that mankind could not see the face of God. Now, Moses tried in Exodus 33 and asked the Lord, please show me your glory. And the Lord said, and I quote, I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim my name before you, the Lord. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there's a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take my hand away, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be hidden. My face shall not be seen, excuse me. So here, now we're in Revelation chapter 22, and we have a person, John, and the people of heaven, seeing the face of God and not dying. Now, seeing the face of God and dying, I think it's best illustrated in the Indiana Jones movie when the bad Nazi, Arnold Ernst Tote is his name, he opens the ark and his face melted. And I don't claim that to be, you know, spiritually accurate, but it certainly is dramatic. Well, the point is of today's passage is this does not happen in heaven with the redeemed, grateful, humble people. We have proximity to God. We get to see his face. So ultimately, we were meant to live forever with God and in fellowship with him and in intimacy with him. So we were made originally for seeing the face of God and not dying. It kind of fulfills the passage in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Well, not in a figurative way here. We are on the trajectory to actually see the face of God. Now, unbelievers have exactly the opposite trajectory. They're separated from God at the great white throne of judgment, and they get further and further away, but believers get up close and personal. The question is, you know, can we take it? Can we endure the splendor? Can we withstand the intimacy? Can we fix on the gaze? You know, the contest, you know, and you ever try to really stare at someone's eyes? Well, you can't do it for long because of the uncomfortable intimacy. Well, here we have this. We have access. It's almost like in the passage, it just says, oh, and you get to see the face of God. It's like, poof, we can see his face. We have this new ability to not die. Now, we're immortal, and as we've been reviewing, nobody dies in heaven. But God gives a new ability not to die as we see his face. God gives us a new ability to see him, appreciate him, study, get to know, and enjoy him in intimacy kind of a way. So this critical aspect of Eden, the way that we were created, is restored. That is, God is here in that place, heaven, the New Jerusalem, and it's a place he created for us, and it's also a place that he creates for himself, and it's a place that he made for the two, God and man, to be together, God with man, God with woman. So we have a new privilege of citizenship, which is to see the face of God and not die. So how do we see the face of God? Well, in a way that his character is revealed in his word, or maybe I'm talking about the shadows of the way we see his face now, in his word, in the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your character for, you know, maybe telling you to be self-controlled or have purity or gentleness or patience or not be angry. Or maybe see the face of God in his people, in the hands and feet that he's made in the church. So we have the hints now, but then we're going to get this incredible ability. Addressing the intimacy, now the name is identified on the forehead. So man is restored to his proper activity, which is praising from where I sit. The Lord wants praise from every acre, and the kingdom is here now, and he wants praise from the acre I stand on now here in the earth. God is in his right place, enthroned and recognized in this in heaven. And people are worshiping. So that's what people are doing. They're adding their worship. It's what people add to heaven, if you will. We don't add much to the picture except one critical element, which is we see your face and we praise you. We thank you. There's a response to seeing the face of God, if you will. It's the one thing that heaven doesn't have unless I give it. So we have that job now here to praise God. And I hope that you go praise God this day and this Sunday. And it's also to praise God there. So what I think is amazing here today is that we are meant to live forever with him in fellowship. That is, we get to see his name, see his face figuratively, and we get to see his face literally. And here today, God gives us a new ability, which is to see his face and not die. It's a new privilege of heaven. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening.